Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
What a good way to head towards the close of the first month of a new year by knowing how much God loves us. Greetings to you, grace and peace to you, and I pray God's favor on you today as we look at the so love of God, and parentheses around so, because God so loved the world. The minute you know how so loved you are, the easier it becomes to respond to that love. Love is certainly of God. Listen to 1 John chapter 4. I did some work yesterday in verses 10 and 11. Let me show you 7, 8, and 9. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. In other words, you're never really going to love one another until you know that you're loved of God. And verse 8, he that loveth not does not know God, for God is love. So the moment that you know the love of God, you cannot help but love. This is why I say, loving the world is less responsibility and more responsive. Loving God is less responsibility and more responsive. It's not that it's your responsibility as much as that it's the only way you know how to respond, because you finally know how loved you are. Now, we're trying to define the so love of God, S-O. I'm not talking Greek here. I mean the English word, God so loved the world. How much did he love the world? 1 John 4, 9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us. Before I read any further, whatever comes next must be the this, because he said in this is manifested the love of God toward us. So whatever's coming up is of particular importance in this. Manifested means God showed up, displayed. In this was the love of God displayed for us, because God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. Now, I don't want to get too far down so to speak, a rabbit trail and chase something else. But notice that the apostles' version of salvation was not you dying, because they viewed your death as in Christ, but rather you living. He brought his son into the world so that we might live through him. My life then becomes through Christ. Before I met Jesus, my life was through me. When I meet Jesus, my life is through Jesus. My life then becomes through Christ. But notice that that's actually God's definition of loving us, was to send his only begotten son, put my sins into his son, punish my sins in the body of Christ, and then allow that risen Christ to rise up in me. That's how God proves to me that he loves me, because he punishes my sins once and for all. He doesn't prove that he loves me by punishing my sins in me. He proved that he loved me by punishing my sins before I had ever committed them in Jesus. That must be love. And I can see this when I see Christ as a risen Savior. Paul says something very familiar in the fifth chapter of the book of Romans, and it's one that we've dealt with on more than one occasion. But in Romans 5 and 8, Paul says, God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us so that we would not have to die. Now, we were born and conceived into the first death of Adam. And so the second Adam who died has provided us with life. So I want to live my life. I want to love life and see good days. But I cannot comprehend true life without comprehending true love. And I'm not talking about some sort of romantic love, interpersonal, but rather I can't comprehend what it means to truly be alive in Christ until I know how much God loves me. So the love of God is actually going to help us to let Christ live out of us. And I don't know there's any more important than allowing the love of God to show out through us, because we all, and that's where I started a few days ago, we all know that we're supposed to be loving our neighbor as ourselves. We cannot do that without receiving the love from God. A good place to start on this would be to read that fourth chapter of the book of John, 1 John. I'm going to go deeper. We've went 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Tomorrow I'll jump you all the way down to a little bit deeper in the chapter. Prepare your hearts by just looking over 1 John 4. And I think we'll be ready to see love, not just so love, but now love is perfected.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.